Hello.
Hi, it's Stella. I'm returning your call from Family First Home Care.
For Peggy Jones.
I'm not sure. I got a missed call from Deborahville. And you asked us to call you back.
Oh, okay. I was calling yesterday to find out some information about in-home care.
Okay, so we do home care services, and we do that under Medicaid. Do you need home care, or you need...
It's
you
for
wanna
my
work
mother.
You want to work for your mother?
Yes.
Got it. And does your mother have Medicaid?
No, she has Triad for Life and Medicare.
Would she be eligible for Medicaid?
She might be. We're not for sure.
Maybe we can get her enrolled under Medicaid. Do you know her income, like her monthly income?
I'm not for sure. Let me ask her. Ma, what's your monthly income? What's your monthly income?
$1,240.
Okay, and does she own a house?
$1,340.
Okay. Got it. So that makes sense. And does she own a home or something like that? Like a
no,
car,
none
lecture?
Of that. She lives with
so
me.
So she should be eligible for Medicaid. I don't see why she should not be eligible. What we can do is
she
we can get
she
her
should
eligible,
be eligible
for
Medicaid.
We'll get her eligible for Medicaid, and then we'll get her on the waiver program. That's the program for home care services, and then you'll be able to get paid to work for her.
Okay.
You understand?
Maybe I understand. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me take down her
also,
basic information.
I wanted to do that for as far as if I need a day off so I can have somebody come in to work with her because I work with her during the day and take her to all her doctor's appointments and everything and in the evening, but I work at night shift. And I would like for somebody to come in on some nights to be with her, you know, while I'm at work.
We can do that as well. We can do that as well. But what we'll do is we'll need to see how many hours she gets approved per week from her insurance. And then we'll arrange the schedule according to that.
Okay.
Okay, let me take down. What's her first and last name?
Peggy Jones.
Her last name is J-O-N-E-S?
J-O-N-E-S. Peggy is P-E-G-G-Y. June 7th, 1936.
June 7th, 1936.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. One second. Oops. Give me 1 minute. Okay, and the phone number to reach out, is this the best phone number for her?
This is the best phone number to call me on, yes.
Okay, does she have a number where we can reach Peggy?
Yes, it's 302. What's the house number?
302-371-5972.
5972, got it. Okay, I'll put in both numbers so we can reach out to you at both. 1 second. Okay, what's her street address?
It's 25 Brook Edge Court.
Brook
apartment C
Edge.
Is in, yes, it's one name. B R O O K.
Yeah.
E D G E.
Okay.
Edge Court, apartment C as in cat, and the number 2.
Okay, and in which county is that?
Newark, Delaware. N E W A R K. 19702.
19702, got it. Is there any minors in the house?
No.
No,
it's
perfect.
Just me and my mother.
Got it. And you have, like, the same address, right? I'll put in
yes.
Your address as the same. And what's your email address?
It's Deborah V, as in Victor, 63@yahoo.com.
Deborah is D-B-R-A or
D-E-B-O-R-A-H.
Got it. Okay. Deborah V, then 63, right?
Yes.
At Gmail?
At yahoo.com.
Yahoo. Got it. Thank you. Okay, so what I'll do is right now, I'll take down all your information, all of her information. Your name is Deborah Veal, right?
Yes.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll send it over to our specialist. We'll have someone that specializes in getting her signed up under Medicaid so she can get Medicaid. And I'll let her know to give you a call back later. And then I'll send you for Deborah an application by text so you can start the sign-up process for you. And then we'll have an onboarding coordinator. That will be most probably Monica. She will be helping you, getting you signed up. Okay?
Okay.
So just expect a call from both of them. I'll give them both of yours number so we can reach out to both of you. And if you have any issue in the meantime until they call you, just give me a call. Okay?
All right. Your name is again?
My name is Stella.
Stella?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
it.
I think we'll be in touch. And as I said, if any questions, just give me a call. Okay?
All right, thank you.
We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.